did, in your, you wrote some notes down before I came over, and that you had some things on housing and the shortages then. Was it, now, you had a home, though.
No, we rented. We rented a house. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's right. You didn't
and we were dispossessed twice. Well, the man who owned our house, Mr. Morrell, he came and said, I want to sell at a peak time. Mm-hmm. Well, the prices are high. And he said, you can have this house for $2,000, a two-bedroom house. And the neighbor said, oh, you don't want that. Price is so old. So I told him no. So he sold it, and we had to move. You know, during the war, there was quite a thing. And it took me months to find a house, and finally someone told me, a friend told me of someone they knew that was going to move, mm-hmm. and I went up and rented that house.
What did you do in the meantime?
He let us stay there. He couldn't throw a woman and two kids out. It was a few months. He even helped us move. He was so... And then this next place, I don't know how long we stayed there, but a considerable time. Yeah, we stayed there until... Oh, after the war, mm-hmm. This woman owned the house, and her son was coming home from the Navy, and they wanted to live in the house. Mm-hmm. So we thought, what are we going to do? So my mother and dad lived up in Tahunga, and they had a huge garage, and we remodeled that into a house, and we lived there. Mm. Because you couldn't buy lumber to build a house. We could just... barely find enough to line the garage. My son did all the work. He did a beautiful job. But we had more fun in that house and had more good times just in that little garage. He slept up with my mother and dad up in their mm-hmm. house, and Barbara and I slept down in the garage. And we lived there for a few years until things leveled off and I could build a house.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were first living there in the two bedroom, did you and Barbara again stay in one room, or did the kids have one room?
No, Barbara and I shared. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then the second house, was that a two bedroom also?
No, we had the same situation. Yeah, we always shared a bedroom, so that when I built, Roland was leaving home, and Barbara said that she just wanted a room, no matter how small it was, just as long as it's her own. And I didn't blame her. Poor thing.
Did the plan help out at all in terms of helping people find housing?
I don't know. They didn't help me.
Mm-hmm. So you
said
you went on your own?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It was a terrible problem. It really was.
Mm-hmm. Did, with the working conditions in the... Well, first of all, what did it look like when you would walk in there?
Haven't you ever been in a defense plant?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should go. You know, really and truly, yeah. You should. If you're doing this, you should really and truly go.
Mm-hmm. The only thing, I've been to offices, you know.
Oh,
but
no,
never
that's,
inside the plant,
oh, it's
so.
Just huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we had a... open house where we could bring our families. Mm-hmm. So my mother and dad and Barbara and Roland came, and I showed them everything. And Barbara was mostly interested in the Bradleys. In the restrooms, they have a big circular thing mm-hmm. where you tromp on the thing and the water comes down. That's how you wash your hands, you know. And that's what she was interested in. But, the candle went out.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw the smoke coming up.
Yeah.
Yes, the candle went out.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a second there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so she was interested when she went into the servant house and beads. There's like a foot pedal type.
Yeah, you just press on the ring and the water.
Mm-hmm.
It was this central thing and the water sprays out.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the war, some women would go in and sit there to soak their feet, and that was a no-no.
Yeah, you, did they have just like one restroom area for the women in the plant, or were there several?
Oh, they had them close enough together. There was plenty of space for it. And those were crowded, too, when you go in sometimes. You stand in line.
Mm-hmm. Was there any place to, say, lay down for a minute?
They had cots. And they had, well, later they had a certain amount of people for each cot, you know, but at that time there were only about two in the restroom, you know, and they did have facility for the women to lie down.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned there was like a matron or someone in the...
No, there's women counselors. Oh, no, monitor.
Monitor.
Okay. Monitor, so you didn't stay too long, yeah. Uh-huh. That was what she was in there for.
I see.
And she's the one that caught those women, you see.
Uh-huh.
I guess they were watching for that, too.
I see. And then, now the plaza was big, was the, what was the lighting like?
Well, big fluorescent lights.
Uh-huh. Did they have, what was the ventilation like in that time? When you were there?
If they opened the window, you'd get the breeze. No air conditioning.
Yeah. Were there many fumes or anything from things you were working
on? Not where we worked, no. Mm-hmm. No, there was nothing. Mm-hmm. We were up on the second floor, and there was nothing to cause fumes where we worked.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't work anywhere near a paint or an anodizing place or anything like that.
I see. Did, so you're saying that in the summer there that... If you were on the inside of the plane, that it would be...
Oh, no, we weren't on the inside.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no. There was no evidence of any plane. Oh, no, the planes were all downstairs.
I see.
We had a huge round bulkhead.
I see.
And it was just a ring of steel or whatever. I don't know, whatever metal. And it was on a stand. And that's what we fitted these skins onto.
Uh-huh. So it wasn't even close to being a plane.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
I didn't, and it wasn't until much, much later that I found out where that thing went in the plane.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was the bulkhead, you know, one of the bulkheads.
Uh-huh.
To separate one part of the plane from the other.
Awesome. Now, did you have, what kinds of positions would you have to get in to work on that part? I mean, would you... Did you have to be, was
no,
it curved, or was it a curved?
No, just a flat.
Just a
flat thing. Just with these big triangle things on, too.
Oh, I see.
Now, other jobs people had to get to climb up on. I did work into a place where we had to climb up on a little platform to do some things. But it was still the riveting and bucking and...
So in the summer with the heat, was that throughout the whole plant at that
time? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And then we had those lights to work under, you see.
I see.
And I imagine it was just a tin roof that they had.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot.
Did it get cold then in winter also?
Mm-hmm. Yes, unless they... they had heaters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had these big hanging down heaters. So we were warm enough.
I see.
But it was the summertime that was bad.
Did, you said that they had counselors. What kinds of things did the women counselors do?
I don't know. This woman that I talked to, she just asked me how I felt and, if I didn't like the work. And I told her I liked it all right, but I didn't feel that I could keep it up much longer, you know, because it was taking a toll on me. And there was no problem at all. She got me another job because there was constantly openings, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember her name? Or?
Oh, no.
Yeah, just...
I don't know if I ever knew it. I suppose I did. I only met her the one time.
Did they have a first aid center?
Oh, yes.
You mentioned getting involved in first aid.
Oh, well, no, I know, but we weren't participating in that. We were only given first aid instructions in case the plant was bombed or something like that. That's what that was for.
Mm-hmm.
No, they had first aid units with regular doctors and nurses in there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they had both doctors and nurses?
They had plant hospitals They had, at each plant, they had a fully equipped hospital to take care of any emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And with doctors and nurses on hand all the time.
Awesome. Okay.
They still do that.
Oh, so it was more than just a little first aid station.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, they call it a first aid. Well, that's what it was a first aid.
Uh-huh.
Because if they take anything to take care of an emergency, and then they ship them off to the hospital if they had to.
Uh-huh.
They had ambulances right on the plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what you were doing was more, say, like a Red Cross first aid.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did,
and I was a captain.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did they, so would, you were captain for...
just our little group
women?
That took the training, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't do anything. We never did anything,
mm-hmm.
except, I remember we bandaged, you know, learned how to bandage and do stuff like that, but that's all.
Mm-hmm.
We never had to use it.
Now, the idea was if the plant was bombed or something like
Well,
that?
There was quite a few groups that, you know, there were first aid groups, so but that we, so we would know what to do if we didn't have hysterics.
Did they have, was there much stuff around the plant of things like, I know some of them had posters and things about sabotage or about...
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there, did people talk?
Oh, yes. Like I told you, the time the camouflaging caught on fire, why, that's... Oh, we just knew that was sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that happened, why, we laid it to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I see. Did they, I was wondering if that ever made people fearful about making mistakes or anything that you might be...
Oh, no, because we'd be teased about being saboteurs, you know, when we didn't make a butcher anything. Oh, boy, go to the first of the class or whatever.
Did, now with the, besides the first aid group, were there any other, like clubs or recreational groups?
No, there was some that I could have joined, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. But they did have?
Oh, they had the bridge things and everything. We went to a few dances. There was some dances that they had
mm-hmm.
that I went to, and, but outside of that, no, I didn't join any.
Mm-hmm. Were there, did they have any kind of a store, a company store, or anything like that?
Well, yes, they must have had, because you had to buy your hats. And if you did want to buy any tools, they did have tools. Yes, they did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they
because I had a little toolbox with my own stuff in it, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so the it was mainly stuff you'd need for work.
Yeah.
Like that. Uh-huh. Did, what about banking and things? Did they, I mean, like working through the day?
Well, no, they had in the restaurants, they had, and on payday, people would come in, you know, and set up little booths, and you could go to cash your check there, pay a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
And cash your check on paydays.
And this is like over in the cafeteria?
Yeah, across the street from the plants. Yeah,
okay.
It wasn't in the plants. No, it wasn't in the cafeteria. The cafeterias were in the plants. No, it was across the street from the plants. It was a separate thing from Lockheed. It was not
mm-hmm.
these, no, just people that wanted to make some extra money from the banks, I suppose. I don't know.
So they would just set up like a portable
a
type
booth? Yes.
Huh. Yeah,
and then when things, after the war, when things calmed down, why, the restaurants would have a little booth set up where you could go over it. I guess they'd lay in a goodly amount of money and then do that because they'd make so much on each check, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So that was how you managed getting the...
Yes, yeah.
Did you have, you were making quite a bit more money than
I'd ever made before, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, what did you do with the money?
Well, I saved a lot because I was trying to save money too. Well, I bought bonds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all bought bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to save money to build a house because, you know, because they kept taking houses away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no upgrading of our living standards. Mm-hmm. Or anything. Well, there was. Well, it wasn't really time to spend any money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you work 6 days a week, why, there just isn't any time to go anywhere or do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the first vacation, I had 1 week vacation, and I don't even remember what I did. I don't think I went anywhere, mm-hmm. because during the war, there was no place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And no.
Did
I did get a car that was in good condition and not ready to fall apart all the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you in terms of things like doing shopping and laundry and things like that, how did you manage that working 6 days a week?
Well, we do everything on Sunday, you know, or catch up at night, because I did get home relatively early, you know, about 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And that was no problem. I was younger then and very flexible. But
mm-hmm.
And then I had the washing machine for the laundry, so.
Mm-hmm. So you had one at home?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Okay. Did the other people in the family, now your mother was living with you, but she was just staying there?
Yeah, yeah.
Were they involved in, say, like, the cooking and the...
Oh, yes, we did a lot of sharing like that.
Uh-huh.
As a matter, they'd come down every Sunday and have dinner with us, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your son was working also through this time.
Well, just when he was 16, he worked exactly 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked in the mornings, mm-hmm. and then 4 hours in the morning, and then went to school 4 hours in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And we, at that time, we had a car. And so I would ride to work with him,
mm-hmm.
and then I would have a ride home, and he would take the car back with the car full of kids, you know.
Mm-hmm. How did he hear about a job?
Went through the school.
Uh-huh.
And all of his friends went. Yeah, a whole bunch.
Uh-huh. Did you encourage him to do
Oh,
that?
Yes, I thought it was marvelous.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was. It was a good experience for him.
Uh-huh.
He made up his mind he never wanted to work at Lockheed.
Did
you know what they're doing? Oh, this isn't. Should I take it?
So anyway, I was just wondering, did he work in the same area?
Did he work for exactly Bob Ward, the same man that I worked for.
So were you working
by that time. No, I was gone by that time.
So did he start working there, say, now you, let's see, from 42 to 43, through almost the end of 43, then you would have been,
well,
18 months or so?
18 months, exactly, yes.
So sometime in mid-44?
44 must have been, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did he start working there then about that time?
I imagine so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was working in small tool repair when he worked there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now your daughter was still.
She was still in school.
Elementary
school. Oh yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How did she ever talk to you about the idea of you working around machinery or anything when you in growing up? Did she know that her mother was working or ever talk to you about it?
No, nothing.
Uh-huh. Didn't seem to be anything unusual?
Oh, I imagine she did, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She did, why they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anything special about that.
Mm-hmm. With your son was working there, I think. Would she just stay with your mother then on Saturdays and things, or?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did your son work a full day Saturday?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, wait a minute. I imagine he did. Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure he did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were there child care centers at all in that area?
I'm sure there was. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that that's where they got their start.
Mm-hmm.
Because there would have to be. Mm-hmm. Now, there were quite a few scandals, and I don't know how much is gossip or whatever, like you say these Okies would come over.
Mm-hmm.
And there were quite a few instances that we heard about, you know, a few gossip or whatever, I don't know how true they are, where the people would leave their kids in the car, mm-hmm. you know, while they went to work, mm-hmm. you know, and because they had no place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know how true that is, but there's a lot of gossip about that.
Yeah.
No, she stayed. No, my mother would take care of her on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. I just was wondering, had you ever heard, you'd heard though of child care?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes.
Did people seem to feel that those were a good thing at the time?
Oh, or? Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think my mother at one time was considering doing that, and then I think we talked her out of it, you know, because well, there'd be a lot of responsibility involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And my father wasn't feeling too well, so she had her enough to do right there with that.
Uh-huh. Okay. What did you do with, I know that it was limited, but with the spare time that you did have, your time off work?
Hmm. We'd probably go to a movie. I don't know. At that time, what we did, we'd go to different people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that so much now, you know, for dinner and spend the evening. And they'd come. We had quite a group that we did that with,
mm-hmm.
and I think I kept up my bridge for a while,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we had to play at night then,
mm-hmm.
and not so often. And like I say, the movies. I was quite a movie fan at that time. I used to go to movies,
mm-hmm.
probably every Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
and Friday nights. For a while, I got involved with square dancing. We had a lot of fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's about all. Just we had a group that we go all around together at different people's houses. And
mm-hmm. Were these friends from work or from...
No, no, from friends that I've had.
Mm-hmm. People you knew before?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And so,
I, as a matter of fact, I'm sure that I never socialized with anyone from over at work, you know,
mm-hmm.
as far as getting close to them
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now my best friends are people from work.
uh-huh. Were there, with the people that you were friends with then, were they mainly married couples? Or?
Not, no, a smattering of everything. Married couples, singles.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering, I mean, I know that even, you know, recently sometimes my friends who are divorced and have children had their friends who stayed married or whatever that there would be.
Do they still see them?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, yes.
And
well, if you're real close to them, yes, you do. Otherwise, no.
Mm-hmm.
But there was two couples that are practically family with
mm-hmm.
us, you know, that I've still.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known them since before Barbara was born, you see. So, and we're still very close.
Yeah. And then you had other friends you're saying who were also single.
Single, and yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's see. Did you do any dating at all during the war?
Yes, a little, yeah. But not too much.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet those people?
Well, people that I had known.
Friends? And
yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a USO or any of those?
No, I never did. No. No.
Uh-huh.
The some friends of mine that did not work you know, in the fence plant, this one friend of mine, she was very active in USO.
Were there any places around Tahunga that were sort of nightclub type things, or places where you could go for dancing and things?
Oh, yes, we had our little places that we'd go to.
Did, now with your family, were there things that you would, I mean, I know your son, your daughter was really taken up between work and with Sundays, like you're saying,
yes,
you know, work day. Did you ever have time to go out and do things together?
I always did things with my kids. Until my son got to the age where he couldn't be seen dead with us, you know, when he reached that. It was so funny. The first time I realized this was when he was in the last, just before he went to high school. And I was walking across the school grounds. I was there for some special meeting, so I left work early to come over to the meeting, you know, PTA meeting or whatever, some special reason. And he was coming this way, and he cut me dead. Now, Barbara never did that, but now what led up to that?
I was just saying about things that you would do together.
But we always did, yes. We had these very close friends of ours that I was telling you about had a place at Big Bear, and we spent most of our time up there whenever there was a long weekend or anything that we could get up there, even during the war. I mean, and the dam was guarded. You know, soldiers would be almost shoulder to shoulder on the dam to see that nothing happened when you went across.
Was there, did you have any problems with rationing?
Oh, yes. Oh, one, I had an old decrepit car, and I sold it. And I didn't realize I should have kept my rationing book for gas, but I gave it to him. And then when I got, yes, and then when I realized I had done wrong and I needed it for the next car I get, he wouldn't give it to me. And with food rationing, yes, we had quite a few problems.
I've heard that there were a lot of lines during.
Oh, yes. And also with cigarettes, because we had to line up to get to buy even a pack of cigarettes.
And you smoked?
I smoked until 1954, yes.
So, when you were working at Lucky, you said originally you went in with the idea of working for a year.
Yeah.
What made you decide?
The money. I couldn't get along without it. As a matter of fact, when we were cut back, you know, we worked 6 days a week and on Saturday overtime. When after the war, the Saturdays were cut out. It was just special people that worked on Saturdays. And, oh my God, I have to go out and get another job. No, you get to depend on that, you know, and you like that money.
How much are you making an hour?
Oh, I don't. I have no idea. I don't remember.
It had gone up.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It had gone up. Well, I got to. No, as a matter of fact, I got less money when I went in as a department clerk. You know, than an assembler. Assembler made more money than I did.
Let me turn this over real quick.